Good morning. How sweet the sound. Welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus on this Tuesday morning. It's July 22nd. We thank God for this opportunity where we're on and we're live and our sound is relatively clear and sparkling. We thank you for joining us on this morning. And I also want to thank you for your prayers for us for this prayer cast. We had some difficulty on yesterday. I inquired of our network and told that they were having some problems with a bug in the system, if you will. And those things happen from time to time. Of course, it throws us off when we are not able to connect as we usually expect. So what am I learning out of that, and what can we learn from that, is that we're to take nothing for granted, nothing. We live in a world that's very fragile, and it breaks easily, except for the care of God watching over us and providing for us. So we thank him for this day and for the fact that we can be on together as we are. When I saw, noticed a couple of people that were waiting for the intro music to begin. In other words, they dialed in just shortly before 6 o'clock. I said, great. You know, I can see everything is working and it's ready to go. So if I sound excited, I am, because I just look forward to these prayer casts, this time getting together with you, because the Lord is someone that you can count on all the time, and he is there, and we're always excited about meeting him. Let us open in prayer. Today's Tuesday. It's July the 22nd. Once again, welcome to all of you. Thank you for joining us and praying for us. And so we want to go before the throne of grace right now as we have the opportunity. Father, we come before you. We come into your presence, and we come bearing praise and thanksgiving because you're so gracious, you're so awesome and wonderful to us. You welcome us, and you do so whatever our condition. We thank you today that around your throne there's praises going up continually, and the angels are crying, holy, holy, holy. We join them today in saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. You are God, you are Almighty. And we thank you today. We thank you for the opportunity of being in your presence once again, coming together as your people to pray your heart in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for accepting us through the blood of Jesus Christ, that you're forgiving us for all our trespasses, our iniquities, all our failures, our sin. You are bringing correction through the blood. You are sprinkling the blood on the horns of our being as we stand before your awesome presence. And we believe that you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, because that is your word, that is your promise. And today we stand on your word, believing all of your promises, because they are yea and amen. We thank you for each of our prayer partners that are connected right now. We thank you for the ones that are live on and the ones that will be streaming our program for themselves later on. We thank you and we ask your richest blessing upon this gathering on this day, on this Tuesday morning. We thank you, and we bless you. We bless your holy name. Father, we rebuke of the adversary who comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. We rebuke every strategy and every plot in the name of Jesus. We go forward looking to you only. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, we're having some noise somewhere in our system, but we're going to go forward. There's some connection that is not doing well, and it looks like we have identified that connection and muted it, so thank you for your patience. Okay. Well, today our focus is the fact that we have a substitute, and his name is Jesus Christ. He is our substitute. And imagine being guilty, deserving of the consequences of our sin, but having a substitute provided for us. This substitute willingly accepts and agrees to receive the necessary and just punishment. And that is what our Father, who is so loving and merciful, did for us. He did it that all would come to know him through his Son, Jesus Christ. We therefore are submitting ourselves willingly to him on this day as living sacrifices that are acceptable to the Lord. So I'd like to take us to a portion of scripture, actually two portions, quickly, that would help us. The first one comes from Psalm 103, and it's a Psalm of David, and it reads thus, and I'm reading from the Amplified: "Blessed, affectionately grateful, gratefully praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is deepest within me. Bless his holy name. Bless, affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not one of all his benefits, who forgives every one of all your iniquities, who heals each one of all your diseases." That's the word of God, and that's who he is, as described by the psalmist David. He forgives all our iniquities and heals all our diseases. Then finally, from Isaiah 53, and verse 5, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. And with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole." May God bless the reading of the word in our hearing. We are promised and declared too that by his stripes we are healed and made whole. Whatever it is that is not whole, that needs healing, provision has been made for that, because he was wounded for our transgressions and he was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. And stripes were laid upon him. He was wounded so that this healing and wholeness can be. So let's claim that today for ourselves and for those that we'll be interceding for. On, I have a praise report, and I'd like to start with praise. We were out in the community on Sunday afternoon after church. We, about 8 of us or so, we were out in the community going door to door introducing ourselves and our ministry to people who live in the community. And I tell you, the people are very responsive, and our hearts were stirred as we walked through the community, met with people, observed, talked with people, and we just knew that we were doing the right thing for the right reasons at the right time. And so our hearts were stirred, and we were all touched and excited about what God is doing and what is possible by us reaching out. So we thank God for that outreach, which we plan to do again several times before the summer is out. And we thank God. We met adults and we met children, and you know, we have a community that is waiting for a mighty move of God. So that's my praise report. If you have one, feel free to interrupt to me at any point if you have a praise report, because we're excited about God and what he's doing. And we thank him for the fact that he is not on vacation. He's always on duty. Today on my heart list, as I would call it, there's a few people that are that need healing and to be made whole. And we want to pray for those people now. There are three people that I can think of right now that are, well, two people actually, and then there's a family that's in bereavement. But the two people are, first one is Delphine McCombs, and she is in Beth Israel Hospital, and she's been diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer, and this is someone that we've known for a long time. And a call was placed to us and asking for us to lift her up in prayer. So we want to lift up Delphine. She really needs a miraculous intervention. And we want to pray also for Erica Lee. And she's someone that we know. She has been diagnosed with cervical cancer. And she's a relatively young lady at 20-something. And so these are two people that need our prayers desperately. And we ministered Sunday, on the fact that of confidence. And both of these people have accepted the Lord in the past. Paul prayed for the church at Philippi and said, I'm confident that the work he began will continue until the day of Jesus Christ. And there's a confidence that we have today, because we know that we can connect. So let us connect on behalf of these two ladies. They need to be lifted up in the presence of the Lord right now. Father, we thank you that there's no disease that cannot be touched. There's no body, there's no cell that you speak to or touch that cannot respond to healing, that cannot respond to being made whole. And right now, in the name of the one by whose stripes we are healed and made whole, the one who provided peace and well-being for us, the one who was bruised for our guilt and our iniquities, the one who was wounded because and for our transgressions. We pray today in the name of Jesus. We lift up Delphine. We lift up Erica. And these ladies right now, in the name of Jesus, need your divine healing touch. We send that forth now in the name of Jesus. Touch them. Touch their spirits. Touch their souls. Touch their body. And we proclaim and decree healing in the name of Jesus right now for these ladies. And we say to cancer, to lung cancer, we speak to every cell. And we know that this disease is not from you, Lord. We know where it came from. It came from the adversary. And right now, we speak a release. The adversary, we command him to release and to take off his hands off of your property. And we speak to every cell and command every cell to respond to health and healing. We loose the cells that would fight against every disease that you've placed in their bodies. We release those cells with strength and with divine supernatural energy to battle and to win over the cells that are rebellious and destructive. We speak that over Erica. We speak that over Delphine. In the name of Jesus. And we pray, dear Lord, for the medical teams associated with their treatment and their care. We thank you for those people. And we pray your richest blessing upon them right now. They would have the strength, the wisdom, and the mindset to be successful as they are your hands and your feet to minister to Delphine and Erica. In the name of Jesus, comfort their spirits. Give them peace. Let confidence and faith rise inside of them. And we add our confidence and our faith to their faith and confidence so that there's the more, and the more is health and strength. May they prosper in their spirit, their soul, and their bodies. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Thank you for standing with us on behalf of these two ladies. Praise God. This is an hour in our history, in our world, where we have to stand together with those who are weak, those who need assistance. We must stand with them. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, now is an opportunity as the time advances on this Tuesday morning. And we thank God that we are on. And we thank God for you, of course. But feel free to add a praise report or a prayer request here as we move forward in our prayer cast on this day. On Wednesday, I'd like to make a quick announcement. On Wednesday morning, we hope to, and that's tomorrow morning actually, we hope to have on with us as our guest intercessors, Dr. Gloria Harris. And she's the senior pastor and apostle of the ministry, Bethel Church Ministries, right here in the great city of Newark. And she and some of her prayer partners, the plan is that they would join us on Wednesday morning. That's tomorrow morning. So we ask you to spread the word. We're converging before the throne of grace. God loves that. And the second thing is, on tomorrow night, we'll be in Trenton at the Patriots Theater, which is inside of the War Memorial downtown Trenton, for an event called Turning Point. This is a spot where history was made in the Civil War, where things turned around. So this event is called Turning Point for that reason. But present for this event will be two great men of God that I'm looking forward to seeing. I see them ever so often, maybe once a year or twice a year. But these are men of God that are nationally and internationally known. And it's none other than Dr. Chuck Pierce and Dutch Sheets. And these two men will be present to minister and bring prophetic word of what God is saying about the nation. So this event, Turning Point, is produced on behalf of the nation. How many know that our nation needs prayer? And that's one of the items on our prayer agenda today, praying for our nation. So remember those two things. Tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, Dr. Harris, or Gloria Harris, will be our guest. And then tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock in Trenton, there's the Turning Point gathering. And you have intercessors and people of prayer from all around New Jersey that are gathering in the Patriots Theater. It's a free event. You know, there's no cost to it. But you will have to register by, you can register by calling our number, 973-399-2507. Extension 411. Just leave your name there. And we can't guarantee you a seat, but it allows you to get some kind of recognition and preferential entrance if needed. Praise the Lord. Okay. We'll pray now for a family that is having a bereavement right now, and the deceased is Elroy Anderson. And Elroy Anderson has been a long time fellowshipper with us at our ministry, and whenever he's off from work, if he's not working on a Sunday, he comes and fellowships with us. And he lived right in the community. And wonderful man of God, very mild-mannered and quiet. So many people, even in our ministry, may not know him, because he would slip in and slip out very unnoticed. And but he passed. And so his funeral service will be at our assembly on Thursday evening at 7 o'clock. And so we are praying for this family. He left, a wife survives him, and was a wonderful man. Anything I asked him to do, to put his hand to, he would do it because he was very handy in construction and things like that. So let's pray for the Anderson family. Father, we lift up the Anderson family before you right now. Father, you are the one that oversee the number of our days.
Yes.
And Father, we thank you for Elroy. We thank you for the kind of person that he was, that we knew him to be. We thank you for his kind heart. And Father, now he is with you. He's a man of faith. And we thank you for him. Father, we lift up his wife, that you would keep her in this difficult time, this set of circumstances that are so challenging. Keep her mind in perfect peace, even as she makes arrangements and take care of all the details of making sure that Elroy's body is laid to rest. Father, continue to watch over the family, and we speak peace over them. In the name of Jesus, your peace, a peace that passes all understanding, in the name of Jesus, we speak that over the Anderson family. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you have a prayer request, you can slip that in right now, if you will. Or you have a praise report, you can do that. Praise the Lord. I hear someone speaking. It sounds like Jennifer.
Yes, it is. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning to you. God bless you.
Everyone that's on the prayer line, God bless you. Thank God for this beautiful day. Thank God for allowing us to be able to see it and to be gathered once more on this prayer line. Just like you, I feel lost when you're not able to connect. So it is a good feeling. I wanted to lift this up on yesterday, but I will lift it up today. I give God thanks this morning for my first granddaughter. On yesterday, she turned 12. And
nice.
I just thank God for her. Her name is Naya. And I was looking at pictures of her as a little baby on Sunday evening, and it seemed like it was just yesterday. And her smile that she still has, a lovely smile, such a sweet spirit. I just want to lift her up in prayer this morning. I give God thanks for her and pray that the Lord keep her and watch over her, even as she is almost to puberty and turning a young lady. And
yes.
I just pray God keep His hand upon her as decisions in her life, you know, are going to be made now, and changes are going to be going through her body, and she'll be understanding things a little differently. And just
yes.
pray the Lord keep His hand upon her.
Well, we thank God. We must thank God for all of those blessings that, if we're not careful, we can take them for granted. And but every little thing is a big thing with the Lord. And so we want to pray. We want to thank God for keeping Naya and for watching and protecting her, sparing her life and all of that, and pray His hedge of protection around her. Father, we thank you that we have what we need in you, everything. And we thank you that we can come to you on this day on behalf of this child, Naya, and who is growing up as a tender plant before our eyes. And we pray that you would continue to keep her mind keep her mind stayed on you, and you would continue to have a hedge of protection around her so that the enemy cannot step over to do his dirty work, that he would be found. Every design that is hellish and demonic would be bound and restricted and cannot cross over the line that you have set up around Naya for her protection, for your glory, and for your purposes. We pray that around her today in the name of Jesus. Keep her mind sharp.
Yes.
And keep her mind lifted up towards you for your sake and for your glory. We thank you for all that you've done for her, what you're doing, and what you're yet going to do, that her life would shine for you. Her life would be a light unto others. We would use her mightily. In Jesus' name we pray. Meet all of her needs according to your riches in glory. By Christ Jesus. And we say amen and amen to that. It is done. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I think you would agree that we need to pray much for our nation. I don't know how to describe it, but this nation needs our supplication, our prayer, our intercession, as well as we need to give thanks for all the people of this nation. So let us lift up this nation right now. Father, we pray for the leaders of our nation, that they would come to the light according to your word in Isaiah 60:3. They would come to the light. So today we make supplication, we make intercession for the people of our nation. We give thanks for them. We thank you for the leaders. And we expect to have and live a peaceable life in all godliness and honesty, according to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 through 2. Let our leaders be just, and let them rule by the fear of the Lord, according to 2 Samuel chapter 23 and verse 3. Let all our leaders fall down before you and cause our nation to serve him, Jesus Christ, according to Psalm 72 and verse 11. Father, today we pray for the poor and the needy people of our nation, that they would be delivered from under the oppression and spirit of poverty and the system, parts of the system that would maintain their condition. We pray today that your dominion would be established in our nation, and that all of the enemy would lick the dust, according to Psalm 72 verse 8 through 9. Turn our leaders' hearts to fear you. Let the rule, your rule, come into play over our nation, and cause our nation to be glad and rejoice. Remove the spirit of greed in the name of Jesus. Cause our nation to sing a new song, to bless his name and to show forth his salvation from day to day. Cause our nation to be the leader that you've raised it up to be on the earth. Cause the people of our nation to tremble at the presence of the Lord. So today we proclaim that our nation would make a joyful noise to the Lord and let the people serve him with gladness, according to Psalm 110 and verse 1 through 2. Let our leaders praise you and let them hear the words of your mouth, according to Psalm 138 and verse 4. Let the wicked be rooted out of our land, according to Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 22. Let the wicked be cut down and wither as a green herb, according to Psalm 37 and verse 2. Let all the people of our nation turn to the Lord and worship him, Psalm 22 and verse 27. Our nation is the Lord's,
yes,
and the fullness thereof,
yes,
and all they that dwell therein,
yes.
Psalm 24 and 1. Let all the idolaters in our nation be confounded, and let all the gods worship the Lord, according to Psalm 97 and verse 7. Cause our nation to praise the Lord for his merciful kindness and truth, according to Psalm 117. Father, we ask you to save our nation. Send prosperity. We pray that our nation will submit to the rule and reign of Christ, according to Daniel chapter 7 and 14. We pray today that our nation will bring its wealth into the kingdom, according to Revelation chapter 21 and verse 24. Today we pray that our nation will be converted and bring its wealth to the King of Kings. We pray that our nation will be healed by the leaves from the tree of life, according to Revelation 22 and 2. We pray today that our nation will show forth the praises of God, according to Isaiah 60 and 6, and will see the glory of God.
Yes.
And let those who are deaf hear the words of the book, and let the blind see out of obscurity, according to Isaiah 29 and verse 18. So today we pray that Jesus will rule over our nation in righteousness and in judgment, according to Isaiah 32 and 1. We pray our nation will come to Zion to be taught and learn war no more, according to Isaiah 2, 1 through 4. We pray that this nation will seek the Lord and enter into his rest. We pray that the parched places in our nation, that it will become a pool, and every thirsty part springs of water, according to your word in Isaiah 35 and 7. We pray that the glory of the Lord would be revealed to this nation, and that all the inhabitants will see it. So we proclaim today that the Lord of righteousness would bring righteousness and judgment to this nation. So we ask you, Lord, to do a new thing in our nation by giving waters in the wilderness and streams in the desert.
Yes, Lord.
According to Isaiah 43, 19 and 20. We ask that you would let peace, shalom, come into our nation like a river Let our nation be sprinkled by the blood of Jesus. Let the children of our nation be taught of the Lord, even in our community. And we pray that our nation will seek and find the Lord, and that our nation would be filled with priests and Levites that worship the Lord, according to Isaiah 66 and 21. Let the people of our nation come and worship the Lord. Let our people build houses and inhabit them. Let our people plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. Let our people long and to enjoy the work of their hands. Let the enemies in our land be reconciled. Let nations and our nation be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God.
Yes.
Cause our nation to be saved and to walk in the light of Zion, according to Revelation chapter 21 and verse 24. So, Father, we ask you to be merciful unto us and bless us and cause your face to shine upon us. Let your way be known to us and your saving health exist in our nation. Let every covenant with death and hell be broken in our nation.
Yes.
Let our nation look to you to be saved. We ask you to make bare your holy arm and let our nation see the salvation of the Lord.
Yes.
And let every veil spread over our nation be destroyed, so that our nation is the inheritance of the Lord. Let him possess it. The kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor of our nation.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
praise
you, Lord.
The name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Our nation needed that prayer.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are going to pray on tomorrow for our nation and the earth, where there's need for prayer against the spirit of terrorism.
Yes.
And we're the people of God, to stand in the gap and to call on heaven against that spirit.
Yes.
It's a spirit from hell.
Yes.
Without a doubt, it's a spirit from hell.
Yes.
And we must speak and proclaim against that spirit. And so we'll do so on tomorrow. Allow the Lord to fertilize your heart as we prepare ourselves to come together again. And I have to tell you, I thank you so much for standing with us on this prayer cast, even through our times of challenge. I thank you so much. And my prayer is that God would continue to bless you because of your faithfulness, because of your commitment and stand. And there are some things that you that one can do that when you do it, you know that you're doing the right thing for the right reasons at the right time.
Yeah.
And this is one of them.
Yeah.
You can always leave from the prayer cast knowing that you began your day acknowledging God's sovereignty over your life and over our lives and over the earth. And so you can have a confidence going through the day that you can't purchase anywhere. And the confidence is knowing that God is with you because you met him early in the morning.
Yes.
So with that, I would like to bid you a blessed and wonderful day. And I would like to have a benediction. that would bless us. And I think now is the time for that. And it's taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 14. And it says, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all." And we can say a big amen to that. Praise the name of the Lord. God bless you, and we'll see you on tomorrow morning.